We welcome in Jeff Woods with over 30 years experience in the industry. Jeffrey, and frailty used to be associated with the 60-plus crowd. You know, the individuals that looked almost so fragile, a strong wind would blow them over. But that condition seems to be popping up a lot more now in people as young as 40. How serious of an issue is this?
Well, there's a lot of things that sort of influence being frail. So it can be like an age-related muscle loss, which is a condition called sarcopenia. It could be like a sedentary or non-activity-related muscle loss. And this can affect people at any age. And this leads to muscle weakness. Females are at greater risk. They have less lean muscle than men. Low socioeconomic demographic, greater risk for all genders, less access to exercise programming in this situation. And more typically, there's poor nutrition associated with that demographic as well. If you are an individual with a pre-existing chronic disease, and this affects all age and across all gender demographics, that can be an issue with muscle loss and frailty. And lastly, many people don't lead a very task-oriented life anymore, Gregor. We farm out so many duties as it relates to looking after the home and our property. You don't even have to leave the house anymore for all your shopping needs. You can buy all your clothes online, all your food online. So you really don't have to go out of the house. We really don't work our bodies all that physically, and it can lead to or influence being frail.
So is there a test or any way to tell if someone's frail?
Well, there are actually, and it's interesting, Gregor, like frailty is now a diagnosed medical condition with medical, social, and economic implications. 30 years ago, like, you'd never go to your doctor and be diagnosed as being frail unless you were, you know, 60 plus. But a clinical diagnosis defines frailty if you have three out of the five following symptoms that I'll talk about. So number one, low physical activity. So if you're, you know, exercising less than 20 minutes a day, that might qualify as low physical activity. If you have a weak grip strength, okay, and it's tested in a clinical setting with a dynamometer, and it just gives you a number. Low number, bad grip strength. High number, good grip strength. Something around the house, if you've got a 1 liter carton of or a can of juice or something, fan your hands out, put it on the counter, and try and pick it up with your fingertips and see if you can hold it for 60 seconds in your fingertips. If you can't, that might be an indicator that your grip strength is not very good. Number three.
Now, what am I holding in my hand for 60 seconds?
It could be like a 1 liter can of juice or apple juice or tomato juice or something
All
like
right.
that.
All right.
But the important thing is, like, you're going to fan your hand out, put it on, and you're going to try and pick it up and hold it for 60 seconds with your fingertips. You're not going to palm it.
Yes.
Just with your fingertips.
Okay, I see it.
All right. Number three, low energy. Now, everybody probably has low energy from time to time, but if you are never motivated to move, that's a red flag. If you have, number four, slow walk speed, okay? If you see somebody or if you walk and, you know, you're not really sure of or have confidence when you walk, maybe that's an indicator. And an average walk speed for most is like somewhere between 3 and 4 miles an hour, okay? No, and the last one, number five, non-deliberate weight loss. So if you're kind of self-weighing yourself a couple times a month and you're losing weight and you're like excessive amounts and you're not trying to, that could be an indicator. So here's a couple of field tests. So if you wanted to test yourself or maybe a loved one that you're looking after or something like that, one of the field tests is walking a flight of stairs, just walking up and down without assistance. So if you can't do that, that's maybe an indicator. Walking a quarter mile, so that's 400 meters around an outdoor track. If you can't do that, that's an indicator. The get up and go test you can do inside your house. So the individual sits down in a chair, you get up, walk 10 feet, turn around, come back, sit down in the chair. So you're evaluating again how steady did the individual walk that distance. And a good time for that test is 10 seconds or less. The value in all these tests, you don't need a medical professional to give you the answer. If you can't do this or any of those things, that's a sign that you may be becoming frail. And then it deserves some attention, obviously.
So how can you prevent from becoming frail? Just physical activity?
Well, that's basically it, but I'll be a little bit more specific, but start moving more. So in the case of an individual that you're caring for, again, consult a physiotherapist or a good personal trainer that can evaluate and design a program specific to need. The program should focus on strength development first grader. And I know I go on about this a lot, but the secondary activity specialization, whether it's tennis or whatever activity you like, if you go there first, the risk of injury is too high. So get strong first. When you're developing this program, incorporate strength exercises that offer up the greatest return of time and functional value. And those movements that engage the hip, knee, and ankle joints, like working simultaneously, they're best. So things like squat variations, walking lunges, they're critical for long-term prevention of frailty. And the next thing, nutrition. Key to success in this equation, a balanced diet, lots of fruits, vegetables, and an assortment of proteins will help to keep like that lean muscle tissue that you're going to build from your workouts, but it will also help to keep your existing lean muscle mass. So the takeaway with all of this, being frail is not a senior issue. It's affecting younger adults, older adults. So take steps now to move more later in life. It's key.
Jeffrey, good stuff, man. I appreciate it. I'm going to ask you to send me an email with those tests, because I had a few people asking. So send me an email with the exact those five tests, grabbing the 1 liter of apple juice or some of those other tests, because we've had a few people, and then I want to forward it to them. So send me that,
okay,
please.
That sounds great. I will send it off, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
Cheers.